We welcome in Donovan McNabb. Big day for him. The announcement, of course, that Donovan retires as a Philadelphia Eagle. He has immediate induction into the team's Hall of Fame. And no one, again, will wear number 5. Donovan, you've gone through the whole circuit here, the press conference, all these interviews. And all kidding aside, because you are a joker, great moment. I mean, a dream moment comes true.
It was. It was exciting. You know, being a part of this, obviously, with Brian Dawkins, and now to be mentioned with guys like Reggie White and Jerome Brown, Chuck Benderick, big names who have played here and left their mark. And to now look back and reflect on the years that I spent here and know, first, that no one will wear my jersey number, and to know we did some great things.
Yeah. Do you reflect a lot on the career?
I do. I do. When you watch football now, it's kind of, you know, I'm like the old guy. You mm-hmm. know, it's like, yeah, I used to play. And you have some young kids. It's like, I don't remember you. It's like, yeah, just now, just check on the website. You might see my name. But I just love football. I love sports in general. And to be a part of a great organization like this and to be surrounded by great players, it says a lot.
When do you think you won over, looking back? When did you win over this football team? I have my idea. I wonder if we share the same vision there.
I don't know. I might have been in the cafeteria in 99.
No, but it was 99. But here's my theory, okay? Teams coming together.
Yeah.
3-11. You start the last 6 games.
Right.
Patriots win. Injury.
Yeah.
Bye week. You come back and you beat the Rams. And I thought that was such momentum going into Andy Reid's second year.
That was a great dissecting. Thank you. Like that? 99. And I agree with you.
That far.
I agree with you. I thought... later in that year, I thought we formed more as a football team. Obviously, guys learn a new offense, learn a new defense, unfamiliar faces. I thought throughout that season, guys got a chance to get to know each other on a personal level. The bond began. And I thought later as the year continued on, we saw what type of football players that we had. You know, the things we were able to do. When you beat the St. Louis Rams, who I believe they went to the Super Bowl that year and won the Super Bowl, we look back on it and say, you know what, we play with these guys. We can compete with some of these teams in the NFL. And I thought that's how we approached that second season.
Donovan, there were some times that you said some things that it took a while to understand. And one of them is this. You didn't like to be referred to as a running quarterback.
Yeah.
Because why? Again, my theory, you want to be referred to as a complete quarterback.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. See, we were on the same page. That Donovan McNabb show still resonates,
man. I tell you. But, you know, I think it's you're taken away from the player. You know, no one wants to be known as just a great catcher. No one wants to be known as a fast guy, a great hitter. You know, you want to be the complete player. You want to be the quarterback. So you want to be known as one of the best quarterbacks. And I think that's why we play the game, to be recognized as such. You put all that extra time in, you're putting that extra work in to be recognized as one of the best. And while you're doing that, lead your team to a successful season.
What will the next month and a half be like? September 19th is coming pretty quickly here. You got to put a lot of things together to make that night, you know, truly special.
Well, you know what? I'll be working. Mm-hmm. I have
everybody
a job.
Everybody tune in.
I have a job.
4 kids.
Fox, NBC.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing about it is when it comes closer and closer to that day, I think that's when the energy, the adrenaline started to kick in. Because coming out of that tunnel for the last time, pretty much, will be one that I think we'll all remember.
Mm-hmm. Will you hear the fans? Will you hear the fans? I know you won't cry, but you did all your crying today.
Yeah.
But will you feel the energy from the fans, do you think?
Absolutely.
Did you feel it when you played?
You know what? I did. Especially in the introduction, hey, we enjoy running out of that tunnel.
Yeah.
I won't crawl and do all the stuff Doc did.
That's Doc, right?
That's not me.
Okay.
But just to be able to run out of that tunnel one more time and then go on that side and see the big guy who'll be dressed in red. Obviously, I dressed in red too.
Mm-hmm.
How fitting. but, you know, I just think it will be exciting for me and the family.
What was the key to your success here?
My teammates. They were the key to my success.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Thank you.
It's the truth.
Absolutely.
You're always good as those around you. Donovan McNabb, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. More to come with Donovan McNabb as we celebrate the retirement of jersey number 5.